This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Trump promises to cut regulations, saying that'll help small businesses. We are interested in what those business owners actually think about all this. Marketplace's Adam Allington gives us the view from inside a small brewery.
Julie Verratti is co-founder of Denizens Brewing Company in Silver Spring, Maryland.
So this is where the beer ferments and turns into booze.
Down in the brewery's cellar, seven 450-gallon tanks contain the company's signature rye IPA. A venting tube bubbles CO2 into a bucket of water below, the byproduct of fermenting grains. On top of the federal laws regulating alcohol, Verratti says regulations also differ between states. For instance, in Virginia, she can't distribute her own beer. In Maryland, she can, but only up to a certain point.
There's always some sort of upper limit that's been built in. So we're only allowed to self-distribute 3,000 barrels a year in Maryland.
So if Verratti wants to sell more than 3,000 barrels, she has to contract with a distributor, which is great for middlemen, but adds to Denizen's costs.
I think any type of regulation that the only thing it does is stop business growth doesn't make sense to me.
There are even regulations for beer in the Affordable Care Act. See the subsection for menu labeling for chain restaurants, which requires all nutritional information be listed, even beer.
That cost of that test is prohibitive, up to $1,000 per brand.
Bob Pease is the CEO of the Brewers Association. He says the cost of testing is nothing for a company like Miller Coors, but if you're a small brewer who wants to have three beers on tap at the local Ruby Tuesdays...
$3,000 for our members in many cases is, and that's the difference between buying hops or malt or maybe making payroll.
After years of growth, there are signs the craft beer boom is leveling off, which means competition is increasing and these regulatory differences can really matter.
The regulations are, you know, they're make or break.
Tom Perko is a beverage industry consultant. In addition to regulatory hurdles, many craft brewers are first-time entrepreneurs with limited access to things like capital and credit.
It's okay to be small, but once you try to grow, these forces just can absolutely crush you.
But help could be on the way. The Craft Beverage Modernization and Tax Reform Act has majority sponsorship in both the House and Senate. It would cut regulations and reduce taxes on cideries, wineries, distilleries, and of course, breweries. Among other things, it would help entrepreneurs like Julie Verratti make more beer.
So I'm going to have you try our Southside Rye IPA. It's more floral hops than it is bittering hops. Do you like IPAs?
I do, and this is a great one.
TGIF starts early in Maryland. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.